Do you know what it takes to set up a business selling crickets to be ground into flour in the state of Utah? Or one that sells cat litter made from tofu in Hawaii? Yeah, me either. But someone does, and that someone is today's sponsor, Northwest Registered Agent. They can answer all your questions, from what licenses you need to turn bugs into food, or how to set up an LLC for your yarn dyeing business. Whatever weird, wonderful, slightly unhinged thing you're trying to sell, these are your people. Northwest Registered Agent has been helping small business owners and entrepreneurs launch and grow businesses for nearly 30 years. They are the largest registered agent and LLC service in the United States, with over 1,500 corporate guides, real people who know your local laws and can help you and your business every step of the way. Don't pay hundreds or thousands of dollars for what you can get from Northwest for free. Visit northwestregisteredagent.com/happensfree and start using free resources to build something amazing. Get more with Northwest Registered Agent at northwestregisteredagent.com/happensfree. Do you remember the first time someone said pitch deck and you thought, wait, isn't that just a PowerPoint? And then one day you need one for your next big project and suddenly your PowerPoints look dorky and not good. Well, the good news is there are people who live for making pitch decks, and you can find them on Upwork. Because nobody, trust me, nobody wants to sit through our corny animated slideshows. Upwork lets you build a team of highly skilled specialists for every function your business needs, so you can focus on what you do best and let the experts handle the rest. And with Business Plus, you can access the top 1% of talent on Upwork. AI-powered shortlisting delivers a curated shortlist of top freelancers matched to your goals in under 6 hours. No endless searching required. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com. Hey there, and welcome to another snack-size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com. So look, I'm going to be honest with you. I have not had the most success in the world when it comes to real estate. I am firmly in the buy high, sell low camp, which is not a great camp to be in. And that's why I was very excited to talk with this week's guest, Aaron Kerman. Aaron is the founder, president, and CEO of Christie's International Real Estate Southern California, which is a leading luxury brokerage with 300 agents and more than $4.5 billion in annual sales volume. Andrew himself has personally closed about $25 billion over the tenure of his career, and that includes such iconic buildings and homes as The One, which is a house in Bel Air that has 100,000 square feet, 20 bedrooms, and a moat. And it had a listing price of about $295 million. So the man knows real estate, and that's why I was so interested to talk to him, because I don't. So I thought we could dig in on his tricks of the trade, what it takes to sell to literal kings and queens, as well as doofuses like me. So to kick things off, I asked Aaron to give us the proverbial lay of the land of his business and how he runs the show.
Yeah, so Christie's International Southern California has been open for about 4 years. I am CEO and president and founder of the company. And now we have 5 offices, 300 agents. We're doing about $4.5 billion worth in sales every year. And we are selling some of the world's most expensive homes.
That's amazing. So how did you get started? How did this whole empire come to be?
It happened by accident. You know, I'm by trade a real estate agent. That's what I've done my whole life since I was 17 years old. Love selling houses. And obviously I've sold like $25 billion over my career. And I realized I just don't like anybody to control me. I don't like anybody to control my destiny. I don't want to be an agent at another person's company. I want to make a curated brokerage the way we want to do it. And the bigger I got and the better I got, the more I realized that I want to do it my way. And I think my way is different, unique, and knock on wood, usually successful.
So during our conversation, Aaron mentioned a couple of times challenges that he had to overcome to get where he is today. So I asked him if he could share some of the details of those challenges and what he felt was so instrumental in not just overcoming them, but like jumping a mile over them.
There were a lot of them. Growing up, I had learning disabilities. I could read very well. I had a speech impediment. I could write very well. I was gay, so I was insecure. So there were all this, like, all this historical background that makes us who we are. And it wasn't until I was probably around nine, just out of college, and I was like, you know what? Let's just go. And I just let it all out. I'm like, this is who I am. This is where I'm going to be. And the minute I did that, money flowed, success flowed. People, because what I realized about humans is humans are really, really, really smart. And if there's anything inauthentic about it, people get uncomfortable. Like, you don't feel comfortable around somebody who isn't themselves. And so that was me for the first 20 years of my life. Once I hit 20, I was like, okay, I'm going to be me. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And that was when the level of success came. And, you know, the rest is kind of history. But that's why in my brokerage, my leadership style is be you, be authentic. We embrace any level of different personality types, diversity, and to each their own. And I say, if it works for you, it works. My insight was like showing up. I just showed, when I was 17 and I had no business, or 18, I had just got in the business. I remember I just got to the office at 7:30 a.m. I had nothing to do. I had no Rolodex. I had no money. I think my mom bought me my first car. And I was like, what am I going to do today? But I kept myself busy. I had no idea what I was going to do, but I did it. And I think 6 months later, I started to get busy. Like, I'm a worker. I'm a workhorse. I like work. I don't love to drink. I don't like to go out at night. I'm not a golfer. I had to do the business part of business to get to where I am. And to this day, you know, I have a lot of clients and they're always like, let's go to dinner and let's go to lunch. And I hate to say it, and I love my clients, but nothing sounds worse to me. I want to go home and I want to rest.
Okay, so I asked Aaron to put his scale skills to work in real time. So say I was a seller who has, let's just say, a total piece of shit house to sell. How would he do it?
Here's the thing about sales. One person's piece of shit is another person's dream. So we always just need to keep that in mind. It goes back to authenticity, right? Somebody might love that particular piece of shit for whatever reason. It's across the street from their mother, their father, their best friend, or they just love it, right? Sometimes that piece of shit can be a great opportunity to make money. I can't tell you how many pieces of shit I bought. And I've turned them into amazing residential properties where I have made a ton of money on it. And sometimes, you know, you have the world's most expensive property and you know who you're targeting, right? It goes back to knowing what the product is, estimating who you think the buyer is, even though sometimes we don't know, having that authentic way of bringing the buyer and the seller together. And if you do it right, anything is possible.
Okay, so let's talk more about multi-million dollar houses. We're talking about buyers who are, safe to say, pretty used to getting exactly what they want. So how does he approach people who are going to be very choosy about everything from the location to the cabinet doorknobs?
Here's the thing. You could have 1 million or you could have 100 million, but the reality is you're never going to find exactly what you want at any budget, because no house is perfect, no person is perfect, and that perfection does not exist. So it starts with that statement. Now, if we can get 85%, That's a win. If they can take that and move on and buy, God bless America, we move on, everyone's happy, win-win. If we're working with somebody that's just chronically not getting what they want because they want too much for their budget, one of two things needs to happen. They either need to increase their budget or get more realistic. And if we can't get those two things out of them, eventually we say, thank you so much. It's been wonderful working with you, but maybe we're not a fit. Because their lack of needing whatever they need is now impeding on my ability and my time. And all we have is time. Time is money and time is precious. And I'm not here to waste it.
Amen to that. I love that. All right. So I'm not really a reality show fiend. True confession, I've never seen an episode of The Bachelor or Vanderpump or honestly, The Kardashians. But I have watched shows like Million Dollar Listing, where things can get pretty dramatic. So I asked him, on a scale of 1 to 10, how real are real estate reality shows?
It's a zero. It's a zero. I mean, at one time I had a reality show myself on CNBC. And I remember telling them, I'm not an actor, so you're going to have to make it kind of real because I don't know how to act. And I would say my show at the time was pretty real because it was as real as it's going to get. But here's the reality. To get anything on camera, it takes time, it takes energy, it takes script, it takes planning, it takes maneuvering. So the ones that are currently in existence are all fake. I love, you know, Jason Oppenheim, he's great in Selling Sunset, but those agents barely sell real estate and they make them look like they're the biggest agents in the country. Right. They're not even ranked. Like they're not even on any of the rankings. Minus Jason, who's not even that big on the rankings, but he's very successful at what he does and he's a great guy and we're very good friends. And he has built an amazing brand based on his show, right?
Right.
But look, anything you see on screen is fake and a producer called the seller and a producer called the buyer and it's written out and people are showing up in their heels and dresses and
right.
Makeup is in the outside and the trailers are going and they're going to do their best to make it feel as authentic as possible based on some level of reality that probably exists for somebody else.
And finally, we talked a lot about mentorship during our conversation. And Aaron, like so many very successful people I've talked to before, they have a true passion for helping the next people, the people who are coming up. And I asked him how it feels when he sees a mentee of his, if that's the right word, spread their wings and make an awesome sale.
So it makes me so proud. And I can tell you I have... I call it raised, even though that's not true. There's so many people that some of my old assistants are now top agents in the world, you know, and that makes me very proud. And to this day, I listen to them. I'm like, those are my lines you're saying. Like, we'll go in meetings together. I'm like, that's my line. Like, I do my best to keep relationships super fluid. People come, people go. People need to spread their wings sometimes, and you just need to respect that and honor that and let people find their way. If we were a small part of growing people's lives, I'm happy. And every day I do my very best to, I always have to remind myself, the day can be annoying, right? The problems come in, lawsuits come in, bad luck comes in, the pain in the ass client could ruin your day. And I always just have to remember, and I always go back to, I'm here to be of service, right? I'm here to be of service to the agents that work under me. I'm here to be of service to my staff. I'm here to be of service to the clients that have their faith in me. And so all day, every day, that's just something that I need to be aware of because when I forget it is when we slip.
This man does not slip very often. Thank you so much, Aaron, for taking the time to talk to me. And thank you, dear listeners, for being of service to me and this podcast by listening, rating, and commenting. Hey, you can check us out on YouTube at Entrepreneur Podcasts. You can sign up for our newsletter at info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. You can listen to more music by Nika RPM. That's the makers of our sweet, sweet theme song over on Bandcamp. And you can giggle at my Substack. This should be fun. And finally, this is what I think we all should really do. I think we should get a spray tan. We should put on our favorite pair of $10,000 high heels, and we should make our own fake reality real estate show. What do you say? My only advice, don't skimp on the teeth whitening. That is critical to these shows. Okay, I'll see you next time.